Rob, as you know, in movies, they all the big actors, they all have stunt doubles.
They need people to do the big stuff.
Yeah, unless you're Tom Cruise. He does it himself.
Yeah, of course. He just hangs off cliffs for fun.
Well, Chris Hemsworth has a body double. His name is Bobby Holland Hanton, and he joins us this morning. Bobby, good morning, mate.
G'day, Bobby.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Not too bad. You on the set as we speak?
No, I'm actually not at the moment, but I'm literally heading out after I speak to you guys to work.
Head to work. Is that to eat 5 sandwiches, 6 hamburgers, a couple of steaks? Like, how do you manage to get through the food?
Mate, I wish it was hamburgers. Not really. I've already had 1 meal this morning, and that's one of my 8 or 9 that I'm going to eat today.
And that is just to prepare and to make yourself look like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's part of the program that we're going through at the moment. It's, you know, we're trying to reach 4,000 calories a day, but obviously good food. We're eating every 2 hours to you know, try and achieve what we need to achieve. But, you know, it's been pure hard work, dedication, and a slight tweak and change in our training and different things that we'll try and also in our diet. You know, me and Chris are, he's a very, very close friend of mine. So we were speaking throughout quarantine about what we wanted to try and do. And we, you know, we just want to be the, you know, the fittest, healthiest all that we could be, and I think we've definitely done that.
Look, I look at Chris Hemsworth, Bobby, and I admire the man, just everything, you know, his acting ability, just such a good bloke, his body, his home, his family. What's the chink in the armour? Has he got a third nipple? Seriously, Bobby, there has got to be bloody something about Krim Chris
Hemsworth. Maybe the chink in the armour is he's actually too nice and too generous, because honestly, like, I think his whole team, I mean, I've been his stunt double now for 10 years, and I think he keeps his close team around him, and we've been travelling around wherever we do films across the world. But, I mean, it comes from the top, and the way he is, it rubs off on everyone else, and, you know, he's an absolute legend. He's one of a kind.
Wow. Do you go out, do people ever in the street when you're walking around just go, hang on, that's Chris Hemsworth? Like, do you ever get picked in the street for him?
Nah, mate, I'm only 6'1". Chris is 6'4". I have to wear 2.5-inch lifts in my costume boots to get anywhere near his size. It's like doing stunts in high heels.
So you wear Tom Cruise's platform shoes?
Listen, if he's got a spare pair, send them over, Tommy boy, because I bloody wear them.
That's got to be awkward. Like, you're actually on stilts doing all this stuff.
Mate, I feel for the stunt women out there, because, I mean, they've got a tough job just like us, and they have to wear, like, high heels. And I kind of go, wow, this is intense. It's hard to walk, let alone fight or do any stunts in it. So, I mean, Chris is a man mountain. I mean, I have been doing this 10 years now, and, it, you know, it's every single time we do a film, it's another challenge. But I'm in the best shape of my life, and I feel great. So,
Bobby, have you finished on the set of Thor yet?
No, mate, we've got a long way to go yet. We've got a while to go. I'm here until probably the beginning of June in Sydney, and then there's lots of things lined up, so I'm here for a while.
So at what stage do they say, righto, Bobby, you're in? As you know, when you're filming, you go, Chris will be doing something, he goes, maybe this is a bit outside your scope, and it's Bobby's turn. How much does he take on?
Yeah, do you know what? Again, I think over the last 10 years, because we've become so close, he really does trust the way I do things and the way that I move. That, you know, he likes the way that I do things for him. So he's comfortable on, if he's shooting on main unit where they're shooting an acting scene, and we're on action unit, which is second unit, and he knows the stunt's going on, he's happy for me to take the reins on that. And we have to try and schedule it with, you know, strategically through the schedule, because we've got to get this film, you know, started at a certain date and finished at a certain date. And to be able to do everything is nigh on impossible. So, you know, and if Chris, for example, tweaks an ankle or hurts himself doing something that I could have done, then it puts production, you know, we could shut down for 4 months and then we're waiting for Chris to get fit again. It's just not worth the trouble. And I think that's also something to be said about that relationship we built over the last 10 years, because, you know, I'm like, I've got this covered, and he's like, okay, great, I can focus on this now. And I think it takes a bit of weight off the shoulders.
Right. Now, Bobby, you said he's so generous, so friendly. Is there one thing that just irks him? What's that one thing? Come on, give us, all us normal humans, hope that we're not that bad. And what is it that irks Chris Hemsworth? Come on.
Mate, I don't think there's anything. I think if there is anything, he's actually too nice and too generous. He's a legend.
Have you been to his $20 million home in Byron Bay?
I've been to stay over Christmas. Yeah, I've been there a few times. It's a great place. Yeah.
Does it have like its own water slide into the pool? Is there a pool with a water slide?
No, listen, that's where the hard work happens, the training, and you know that's where we get in the shape.
Well, mate, it's an absolute pleasure. You do look like him. Bobby Hollenhampton, mate.
From a distance.
You do.
Yeah, oi, from a mile away, yeah? From a mile away.
I'm looking for a body double too if you're doing nothing. Bobby. But thank you very much for taking time out, mate. It's a pleasure. And we might speak to you soon as well, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it again. Thanks very much.